Proverbs 16, verses 1 through 15. The preparations of the heart and man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Truly, the preparations of the heart and man, and the answer of the tongue, is from the Lord. For all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. So let us then commit our works unto the Lord, and our thoughts shall be established. For everyone that is proud in heart, those who refuse to submit under the Lord's word and commands, they are an abomination to the Lord. And no matter how many of them join together, hand in hand, each one of them shall be punished. So truly, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. So let us not be covetous, seeking vain glory and increase of estate, but let us fear the Lord and depart from evil. Let us seek the Lord continually for his mercy, for his mercies fail not, and his mercies are new every morning. And let us seek him to hear and obey his word, for his word is truth. Because by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. And then we can have this promise, that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. This is not an immediate guaranteed promise, for truly the enemies of our Lord Jesus betrayed and sold him, bore false witness against him, and even delivered him into the hands of Pilate to be condemned unto death. But let us know and understand that all of those enemies will one day, in due time, come before him and bow before him and worship and honor him whom they despised and rejected, and they shall make peace with him on his terms. For the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. In the end, God shall be glorified in all. In the righteous, he will be glorified in life. And in the wicked, he will be glorified in their destruction. So let us remain humble and little in our own eyes, not seeking our will or our ways, which may be clean in our own eyes, but let us seek to do what is right in the Lord's eyes, and pray that we might be just and balanced in all our ways and works. For then the Lord shall direct our steps, and he'll direct us into the path of righteousness unto everlasting life. Let us fear before the Lord and hearken to all the words of his mouth. For a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. And it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Truly, all his judgments are righteous and just, and his throne is absolute righteousness. For his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, because all his ways are right. And if we hearken to the words of his mouth, and treasure his law and commandments in our heart, then we too shall begin to speak righteousness. For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And then we shall be a delight to our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ. Because righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death. So let us be wise and fear the Lord and walk in humility before him, and give an answer that is of him, because a wise man will pacify that wrath. And then we shall dwell in the presence of the glory of our King, for he shall turn his face unto us, and we shall behold his beauty in the face of Jesus Christ, and we shall abide in his favor and his grace. And dwelling in him shall be life and blessing forever and ever. Because in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Hallelujah. Jesus said that if we would follow him, we would not walk in darkness, but we would have the light of life. Proverbs 16, verses 1 through 15.